So you've got a lot of experience, you know, singing country music and stuff like that, and Grand Ole Opry at 6 years old. How do you transition into pop or into more mainstream music?
Well, you know, I grew up on country music, and that's really kind of my passion and what I want to do. You know, I think that I listen to a lot of non-country music, so I think that those influences kind of filter into my writing and the mm-hmm. production of you know, stuff that we're doing. I think people can hear that in some of the music, but you know, just in terms of what I love most and kind of my biggest influences are all country, and that's kind of where my passion is still. So.
Do you think coming from that, you know, that genre that is so storytelling deep helps you a lot in the mainstream? I mean, because, I mean, watching your video, that could be like a short film, you know? And people eat that stuff up. They love stories, like realness. And country music is country music. It's incredibly real.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and that's what, I mean, when I say I grew up on country, I mean, that is what I'm used to. And when I sit down to write, you know, that's how I write. I had a friend got married in September, and they asked me to write something for their wedding. And I was like, I don't know if you know me, but I don't really like write love songs. That's not really my shtick. I took a few stabs at it, and it was just kind of failed attempts.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't find anything that I liked. And then finally, I just kind of went back to what I knew best, and that was just telling their story in song. That always works for me. If I can write a narrative, it really, really works for me. So it's kind of what I just kind of feel, where I feel most comfortable and what I feel most true to, I guess, because it really is, you know, the basics of country music. It's all storytelling. So I like it.